dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is More Than Sacred Soundbites.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now, when Jesus saw great crowds around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. A scribe then approached and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." I don't know about you, but for me this gospel passage has a pretty contemporary feel. It reminds me of when reporters shout questions at the end of a press conference or outside a courthouse. Escape is definitely on Jesus' mind when he sees the great crowds around, but he doesn't duck and run when approached by the two wannabe disciples. Jesus' responses to them are more than sacred soundbites. His answer to the scribe is very blunt. Following him is no easy life, nowhere to lay your head. Be prepared for a life on the road. Jesus makes it very clear that following him means leaving everything, including, in the case of the other disciple, to follow Jesus now, not to wait until the death of his father. Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Each of us has been called in our particular vocations to do just that, to respond now, and not to procrastinate until we feel comfortable and ready and have just the right skill set. Being a disciple of Jesus doesn't mean having a 10-year plan, a life strategy, a career goal, financial or emotional security. Giving Jesus a set of conditions and demands is just not going to work. As the old Yiddish proverb puts it, "Man plans, God laughs." It means not holding back. It means surrendering. It means risk. It means conversion. Yes, we have all experienced dramatic and exciting moments of response to Jesus' call to discipleship, but they are followed by mundane moments in the everyday dying to self. We hear Jesus' call daily in his call to us to forgive, to serve, to be patient. We hear Jesus' call in the endless interruptions that stretch us out of our comfort zones to love and to lay down our lives in ways big and small. Later, another day, when I have time, is not an option for the disciple of Christ. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. ¶¶